Greetings and welcome, everyone, to All You Can Geek podcast, episode number 315. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gass, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Feinstein.
Yo.
And as usual, Tony Korkanakis.
Shoot.
Welcome, listeners and viewers, to episode 315. Woo. All right. We've got some work to do. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about here, so let's get the box office open.
It's going
to
be a long podcast, boys and girls. Long.
Dig in.
Now listen, for those wondering,
pull up a chair.
We are going to talk about The Walking Dead, probably spoilers included, but we'll give you notification of how much you're going to have to skip. I'm going to guess we're going to do 5 minutes when we get to this.
5 minutes?
You think three minutes?
No,
more like 10 minutes, probably.
No. 5 minutes. Five minutes.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
We'll get there. I'll announce when we're going to get there. But first, Boo, A Medea Halloween is number one in the box office.
What?
I didn't even know this movie existed.
Same here, dude.
Tyler Perry, man. That guy is... like,
how does he draw?
What did it do? 27?
27.
28. To almost 28.
Well, I mean, it won for the week, I guess. But it's not huge or anything.
Yeah. No, I guess not, but...
Again, we haven't hit November yet. November is the big month. I mean, that's when stuff starts really hitting, so...
Yeah.
Shit, it's the fan.
Or tomatoes could be rotten or not.
So we had that...
I don't want to get into that.
No. Number two, Jack Reacher, Never Go Back, which opened...
That sounds like the corniest subtitle for a film. It's like never stop, never stopping.
Yeah.
Well, never.
It's like it should just be titled "The Sequel Shouldn't Exist."
The movie was good.
That's what it means.
I think it deserved to expand on the universe. Just the title of the film is like not interesting or original at all.
I agree.
I totally forgot what it was already. Never stop. Back
never go back.
I'll never go back.
I don't know. It's not getting great reviews. The one we were all waiting for is John Wick 2. Yeah. All of us but Tony, who hasn't seen it yet.
Well, he hasn't seen one. Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I haven't seen it either, but whatever. I'm not a big movie guy.
All right.
Then we had Ouija. Wait, no. Yeah. There's a tie. The Accountant at number 4 and 3,
mm-hmm.
with the origin of, Origin of Evil, and Girl on the Train is at number 5. So there's your box office. Opening this week is Inferno from, whole Dan Brown saga, Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons.
Mm. Yeah, it looks boring. I guess this is kind of our Halloween week. I mean, the next podcast we'll be recording on Halloween.
Why wouldn't we? What, do you have something to do on Halloween?
Not really. I don't know if you guys do.
What?
On a Monday?
Who goes on Monday?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know.
All right. Anyways,
this would be our Halloween episode then.
Oh, it would be.
Happy Halloween!
I mean, this. What do we want to talk about for the Halloween episode then? Right. My
I don't know.
My video is constantly freezing, so I hope this looks good in the quality.
Oh boy.
Seems fine on our end, or at least my end.
Okay. The audio's been fine.
A little off for me.
It's
like I'm watching bad dubbed stuff.
Mine's been fine. It just looks like you guys are in slow motion when you move, but the audio syncs, so we're fine. We have it's Halloween week next week. I mean, I guess we've already talked about movies to watch, didn't we though?
Every year, pretty much.
Yeah. So, we're good. Let's go back and listen to last year's podcast.
Nothing new. Nothing else.
There really isn't much. And I wanted to watch Resident Evil last night. And I couldn't find it. I swear.
That's Tony making farting sounds.
For
all you non-viewers out there.
I couldn't find it on my list of all my Blu-rays. I can't find it. But I ended up watching Beetlejuice instead.
I might actually try to play the PlayStation Plus Resident Evil, since I've never actually played that game.
What, like the remake? Of the remake?
Yeah. I guess that's what it is. I don't know what it is on there, but whatever I got for free this month.
Yeah, well, at least it was timely. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's there for.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. So, yeah, the Resident Evil movie is one I always watch. And I watched Beetlejuice, actually, instead. Which was, you know, it's always a good movie. It's a classic.
Are we still waiting on that new Beetlejuice? Is that coming for real or not?
Oh, I don't know. They said it's still up in the air. I mean,
maybe if you say his name three times, we'll get that movie.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah. So what else do we have? Movie-wise, guys, what would you recommend for Halloween? Number one movie for Halloween. Number
the
one.
Thing, the Thing. The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing.
That's a good one. That's a very good one.
The original Alien.
I'm going to have to watch that one soon. Alien's very good, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you're not like going complete horror, you want a TV series, I would say Stranger Things.
Stranger Things?
Stranger Things have happened. I just winked at the camera.
Another thing with Winona Ryder.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Two Winona Ryder show and a movie, and but anyways, what do you think, Mike? What's your go to Halloween movie?
I don't know. I always liked Psycho. Again, it's not like super horror. It's psychological. Psycho's always good. I like The Shining, even though I think it's kind of comedic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's it. I really don't. I kind of go pretty retro when I think of horror movies.
Mike, you're like the weather guy when they're like, let's go to Mike the Weatherman. And then he's like, oh, hey, guys. I'm here. There's definitely a delay or something. It's kind of funny.
You downloading porn or anything?
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, pause that shit for the podcast.
Yeah, those uploads will kill you, man.
Nothing going on here.
I thought about closing some windows down, but I'm wondering if my computer is causing the bottleneck because I'm just like, I don't know. I have a bunch. I didn't restart today, but.
What? Gotta prepare, man. Like, as soon as I got home, I freaking restarted everything because I knew we were trying to get this going on time.
Yeah, Corey and I are trying to go play some Gears tonight, listeners and viewers. So we're trying to move this along. It's going to happen. We are going to have these two episodes done 30 minutes.
Xbox Live is going to go down.
DDoSed. Mike is getting DDoSed right now. Is what's happening.
Oh man, those attacks, dude! Wow. So that was ridiculous.
Yeah. Every like all the major sites, you know, crazy. It just so happens like the day after certain events occur.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. But yeah.
I don't know. You guys haven't mentioned. Okay, I was gonna say one that I remember as a younger, more lively kid was, and this is weird because it's not that old in my opinion, but Scream is one that I really liked as well. I just thought that was a great, like, non-parody of horror films. I really liked that film at the time.
I think it holds up.
It's like when you talk about The Matrix, you're not talking about the other ones, you're talking about the first one. Yes.
Yeah, going along those lines, I would say the first Saw movie was definitely a classic.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Yeah, that's a very good one. I mean, I'd have to say, like I said, I do like Resident Evil, the first one.
And a lot of the newer stuff from James Wan, like The Conjuring and the other one he did.
And the classic The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sinister, I mean, that's
The Ring?
Classic. Was
that? Mike mentioned The Shining.
Ring?
Yeah.
The Ring. You know, I've only ever watched The Ring the one time.
You know, they're doing The Ring versus
Grudge?
Yeah, that's it. I thought that was like a joke at first, and then it became a reality.
Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to think about some other horror movies that are like recommendable that we have. I mean, I'm not a big horror movie fan because I hate endings usually like in those movies. Like, they just don't end. They usually just kind of like, I don't know, I just hate that. So I don't really watch a lot of horror movies, but there are, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas.
There's a great one you guys got. I think I recommended this last year and 2 years ago. Dead Snow on Netflix.
It's a good one. Yes, I did watch that one from you. Yeah, you recommended it for me.
I think it's German.
I think there's a shitty sequel out now too.
Oh, what? Really?
I'm pretty certain there's a sequel to it. You should look it up.
Ooh, shit.
Yep. How about Doom?
I like the first Doom. That was the only Doom movie.
I was going to say, wait, there's another one? No. I'm not supposed to die here.
I'm not supposed to die.
Yeah. See, that's what I mean. Like, there's just some, you know, some movies, when they age, they get even better. So, I don't know. I think I'm trying to look at my wall of movies to get some help. It's not really helping. But anyways, so yeah, there's some horror movies you can watch for the Halloween. Hope you're all enjoying it. You have a nice, safe Halloween for those.
The Exorcist?
Going out. Poltergeist?
Yeah.
Mm. You want to go super horror?
Not a big fan of those, but...
Night of the Living Dead?
Night of the Living Dead I like.
Army of Darkness?
I do like that.
I would say the first Halloween. And the first Friday the 13th, those are classics. Yeah, at least on the genre.
Army of Darkness, Evil Dead,
It's not traditional horror, but like I mean, I'd even say like Jaws.
You know, I haven't watched Jaws in a while, but
yeah,
I definitely think that Alien is going to be watched this week. There's a high probability I'm watching Alien, the first one.
28 Days Later.
Oh, dude, I haven't... That series... Like, the second one wasn't good, but the first one was so good in that set.
I always think of The Office episode where Karen's like, I was waiting for Sandra Bullock to show up the whole time.
So you always thought that 28 Days was... yeah. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so there's...
The Descent?
Oh, man, now that's a film.
I think I watched that on your recommendation.
Yeah, dude, that... And that's an ending Jim hates, because there's actually two endings. One that's a happy ending, and then one that's the actual ending.
Well, okay,
this is the one of those things I think I remember you guys being divided on.
Yeah.
On this podcast way back.
Let me explain. Wow, Mike, you are in a lag zone. let me explain how this, like, what I'm talking about here. People can die in movies. At the end of movies, I've liked things like this. Like, I have liked movies like this. But when you leave, like, an open-ended kind of end, like, it doesn't actually end, which I think you've told me the ending for Descent. And if I'm thinking about Hell, right? Hell?
Mm.
Yeah. That's the only word I'm going to use. I don't want to give anything up. If I'm thinking about it, then I know the ending... It doesn't make sense to me. I think that would just be frustrating. It would just be frustrating.
I don't know if that's... Are you thinking of Drag Me to Hell? There's a good
one. No. Oh, maybe that's what you're telling about One Day It Was Really Good, but it ends like...
That one has a weird ending because, yeah, it does the fake out twice on you or something like that.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of, so...
But The Descent, I mean, it's... You just keeps getting darker and darker and darker and never really comes back if you watch the international ending.
All right.
Ooh, The Mist.
Oh, man. Jeez, keep coming up with good ones, Tony.
I can recommend movies not to watch. I can recommend movies not to watch, like It Follows.
Mm. Oh, God.
Was that the STD demon one?
Yeah, the STD demon.
That was
so STD horrible. Demon.
That was a terrible date movie.
Yeah.
Cock block yourself when we go and see this
movie. Yes. Lessons were learned. But yeah, that was, oh, God. So, don't go see an STD demon movie on a date.
Like all the sequels to a lot of these films are movies you don't want to watch.
Yeah. Just
like Urban Legend and stuff like that. And I Know What You Did Last Summer. Those were interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
But let's get to some news here, Jim, if we want to keep
Don't worry, we got it. I'm watching the time.
I'd rather just talk about horror movies, but...
Logan... The Logan trailer premiered, guys. So what did you guys think of it? I thought it was the best trailer from last week.
I'm mixed about it.
I like it. I like the tone they're going for, and
what
I like that.
What missed on this trailer for you, Mike? What missed?
Well, this is the last time we'll see Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, and I don't like a half-baked Wolverine that we're going to get from him. This sort of injured old Wolverine. I don't like it. He doesn't really heal. And there's like... I mean, I know that we've got superhero movies like out the ass, so an alternative sort of take on a hero is a good thing, but for the last Wolverine movie, or last time we'll see him as Wolverine, I kind of wanted something a little more Wolverine-y.
I think this is probably going to be the most brutal Wolverine, though, that we're going to see.
It's going to be rated R. It's going to be bloody. he's going to be unleashed at some point in this movie.
No,
the trailer was fantastic. But, despite what Mike says, the trailer was fantastic.
Yeah. It was a very well put together trailer, and it hit the mood of what they're going for. Like I said, I hope that the mood and feel and tone of this film matches what the trailer showed us, because we've seen good trailers. And it doesn't add up to anything before.
The trailer looked like it was going to be such a different movie finally. Like, it looked like it's going to be like dramatic and powerful. And then you're still going to get the comic book action aspect of it, which if they could pull that off, holy shit. I mean, that could be really good. It could be a really good movie. So, I just think they're going. You got an aging actor.
They're going too far. It's not.
Mike is dead.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you're dead.
You're going to have to restart.
Or yeah, you're going to have to log off this call, reboot, and get in here.
Am I dead?
You have to reboot your something. This is not working for
Disconnect from the call and rejoin us. Thank you. So there goes Mike. All right. So let's talk about the Logan trailer without the guy hated it. I thought it was fantastic. Dude, that increased. I don't even have to restart. Holy crap, guys. You're now running at regular time. Listeners and viewers, I apologize for what just happened there, because they're now running at in our video. They're going to be a little choppy, but look at that. Jazz hands, and they're working
the flash.
It's working great. Okay, I thought maybe I had to restart my computer. I'm sorry, guys. Here he comes. Let's see if this is better.
But yeah, anyways, Tony, what did you think? Because we know, like, both Jim and I liked it.
It was okay. I mean, here's the thing.
No, he's good. Go.
Oh, okay, I think it looked interesting enough. Like, I mean, I'll probably watch this one. I had no interest in seeing X-Men Apocalypse in theaters.
No, but I can understand that. Like, your message on Slack, I own X-Men Apocalypse. You want to borrow it at some point.
Okay.
So I do have it, and it was so cheap. I picked it up found another glitch deal, essentially. So I got it for, I got it for $18 equivalent.
Okay.
For the 4K version.
Oh, all right. That's worth it.
But anyway, come on.
I mean, here's the thing. I personally don't give a fuck about Wolverine. I don't think he's that interesting of a character. I mean, he's just angry and like that's him all the time. Like, I don't know. I just don't think he goes through any interesting character development or arcs at all. And really, he needs a lot of characters to bounce off of. And unfortunately, the X-Men universe continuity is just kind of up in the air. Like, we kind of
it's very confusing.
I honestly want this to happen. I just want them to start over. I really do.
Well, this will be the last in that, and it's not going to impact much because it's so far in the future or in an alternate timeline that it doesn't really matter. I mean, there's always time travel in this universe, but
I mean, have they even talked about the next X-Men movie?
Yeah, well, yes. They said it's going to be in the 90s.
Yeah.
Are they using the Apocalypse cast?
They got to cash in on that Jennifer Lawrence bullshit.
I thought she was done. No?
I don't know.
At the end of the film, it didn't seem like she was done, but
I love Jennifer Lawrence, but she did not do a good job as Mystique. And I honestly hate, like,
the forced everything about, yeah, aspect the for, like, of this character.
Like,
on
how
us.
She's a co-leader and bullshit. It's like, what? Like, Mystique was always a villain.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with that. I mean, whatever. She's been annoying now recently, and she's more annoying in Apocalypse. But I didn't hate X-Men, Age of Apocalypse or whatever they call it, Apocalypse. But this, like, listen, we've seen one trailer, and we know how trailers can be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make a good movie. We've been sucker punched a few times. Yeah, those words were chosen very carefully right there. It's a trailer does not make a movie. I understand that. However, it got me hyped to see this movie. So it did its job. That's all I'm saying. And it might have been the Johnny Cash music, which was a great idea because it worked so well for the theme.
Yeah, no, it nailed the tone, like I said before. It really hit every note that I think that they were going for here, where it's this kind of post-apocalyptic, seemingly no mutants around world that they're in. Kind of an old man Logan story going on here a little bit. we'll see what other stories they pull from, because the villain's obviously not Old Man Logan villain, but yeah, I mean, I'm super excited for it, and I'm liking the tone, and we haven't even gotten to the point where X-23 is pretty much confirmed from this trailer.
Yeah. She ended up being confirmed later, because they used the title like 10/23. It was released, the image of her was released on 10/23.
Yeah.
So
do you think they're gonna make her a teenage prostitute like they did in the comics?
No, I don't think they go that far there.
I don't even think she's a teenager yet, so
yeah, it doesn't even look like she is.
She's like 10 or something.
Oh,
I don't know. That actress looks like she's 10.
Yeah, she looks very young, but it actually makes for more, in my opinion, makes for more dramatic. Mm-hmm. Probably related, like in terms of, I'm not going to give away story, but from what we know, related. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I can see it being a very protective attitude from Logan, what we get from this. And I think
are we going to get The Last of Us from this? Is
yeah,
this
I was
going to
say, the image at the end.
That sums it like, up. That does sum it up.
It's two Jack and make a perfect Joel. Like, don't we? Yeah. There we go. Just cast him as Joel in The Last of Us movie.
Yeah, he's got that look. And that, you, Mike, that nailed it. That's absolutely right. It does. I have no problem with that as long as it's good. Like, I mean, it's a great dynamic. We've talked about it on our video game side of things, how much we love that story for his character and how the whole relationship between him and Ellie, right?
Yep.
Ellie was. I almost said 11 at first.
I know. I was like,
did you hear me going into it?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. So this has got me psyched. But brushed away. Let's go back earlier in the week. Somehow brushed away was the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 teaser trailer.
Yeah. I didn't even see it posted in our Slack, and then you said you posted it. I was like, well, I didn't even see it go through. Yeah. But that was it wasn't even released as a trailer, it was released as a sneak peek.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks like it's gonna be fun. It's a teaser, it's got the old music still from the last movie. Mm-hmm. But it looks fun. I watched it a few times. Like, yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked what they showed, and it definitely has the same feel as last time so far. So yeah, I'm excited for that too.
I'm more excited about that than Logan.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that
no,
the bar is a lot higher. I mean, yeah,
there's more reason to be excited.
But
it's
because of where X-Men and Fox are with their characters, the trailer for Logan was like, wait, this actually looks good. So
okay,
it was much more of a double take.
That's really what I'm talking about there. Like, I'm not saying
it's
that
you're expecting much more
and also
from Guardians for sure.
There's nothing new with the Guardians trailer. It's just like, oh, this is exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do we have for movie news? Deadpool 2. The director, Tim Miller, has dropped. He's gone.
So much
what
for
was
that
the issue
overpaid, talentless hack.
They didn't get down to details, but it's creative differences between Ryan Reynolds and Tim Miller.
Was he the douchebag? Yeah. I think in the opening credits of Deadpool, he's the overpaid douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like wrote that in himself, right?
Yeah.
Well, the writers, so the real heroes of this story.
Yep.
I don't know who they're going to get to replace him, but now you got to be careful. You know, you have a hit on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's more pressure, you know?
Yep. Totally.
But it's a good or bad thing. Like, Ryan Reynolds really pioneered that, like, really got that movie made. He basically advertised for it. You know what I mean?
Spent money out of pocket.
Yeah, if there was a creative difference, maybe it was going in the wrong direction anyways. You know, maybe he saved the movie.
The one rumor that seems to be circulating a lot is the casting of Cable was a big factor. And that they want, what's his name? Tim Miller wanted the guy from Friday Night Lights, the coach.
Oh, yeah.
To play Cable, and Ryan Reynolds didn't. So that's one of the rumors going around. I mean, you know, who knows? For real, but again, if you're going to lose somebody, it can't be Ryan Reynolds. So
no.
Yeah. All right. That's true. He's the star. So go ahead, Mike. Go on.
It kind of reminds me of when like an NBA player gets a coach fired. That's what just the star player who's supposed to be like subservient. He's like, well, I'm bigger than the coach, so bye, coach. That's what happened here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's... I'm okay, like I said. We'll see how it goes. As long as the next movie's good, then trust in Ron Reynolds constantly.
I mean, is he going to be directing it this time? Who knows?
Pulls it off. Who knows?
There's a funny post on Reddit about that. There's like, well, next thing you know, get Ben Affleck to direct this. Sorry, Mike, I didn't hear what you said.
Mike, can't hear you.
Yep. Mike's frozen.
Mike,
again.
Call on to it. Call on. Make it a call from China. Bangkok, China.
Doesn't matter. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. The delay. Okay.
Donald You're getting Glover. Delayed more than a current generation video game.
Which, by the way, did you see one of my PSVR games got delayed from Ubisoft, Star Trek?
Bridge Crew?
Bridge Commander? Yeah, Bridge Crew.
No, I didn't see that one coming.
It's a month away! Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus. So, Donald Glover is now confirmed to be the young Lando in the Han Solo preview.
I can dig it.
Preview?
Jesus.
Prequel?
Prequel. I'm low on sleep. I gotta get some sleep. I really do.
Yeah, but I think he's been campaigning for this forever, so it's pretty interesting, because when I thought of this young character, it's the first person I thought of as well, and then like you go through the list, but yeah, that's, for me, it's perfect casting. I think it really fits well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I think it's great. Fits perfectly. I'm worried about the actual movie. Like, I don't know if this is going to be a good movie, and it doesn't. It's not as like peak interest for me. But as they make it and they show us a preview,
I mean,
maybe
it sounds like it's going to be like a buddy like film. Han and Lando, and then Chewie coming in somewhere along the line. I'm assuming Chewie's not going to be there.
If it's a buddy movie, can we please get Donald Glover to say I'm getting too old for this shit?
Probably.
Like, that would be awesome. It would be. All right. Let's get into what we've been up to. Listeners, from this point forward, not this point forward, but for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Starting now, we want to skip ahead. We're going to do full spoilers here for the Walking Dead premiere, just because it's impossible to talk about without giving spoilers. So do not listen to this if you want to watch the premiere. If you haven't seen it, go ahead to about 32 minutes in the recording, and you should be fine. So let's do it. Kick it off, guys. Walking Dead premiere. You guys were unhappy with it. I actually liked it quite a bit. Most of the internet has loved it, from what I've read. But Corey, you saw that like people were giving backlash as well, right?
Well, no, I was reading CNN, and there was an article on CNN talking about how the show has changed its, not direction so much, but what they are trying to perceive to the audience. So it's just about gimmicks and doing these little things to really be, they're saying it's lost a lot of its luster, and the best episodes have been
behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is an episode that would have been fine if it ended this way, the season, not continued from the. This is what happened.
This was a better season finale than a season premiere, because it just. All right, so we're talking about spoilers. So let's go.
Well, like one of the things CNN was saying is like the end, the way the season six ended and the way this is started, like they just like, why wait there, and then they do a double whammy on you, like okay. Now we're going
to... Literally a double whammy.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. That's why. That's like, what I'm saying. So time to go.
I could have seen the way they did it, killing the first character, which was Aram. And I kind of suspected that because he was kind of like riding that high, like, yeah, I'm finally with a girl I love and I'm all happy and blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
I mean, he was one I was calling out for the whole time. And like, so when I heard that was happening, I was like, yeah, I mean, that makes so much sense. But then, continue.
Right, and then, you know, he gets it. Suck my balls. That was kind of funny. But, I mean, it was really gruesome. Like, it was actually really disturbing watching it. Like, I know that's how he's supposed to do it in the comics with the, you know, other characters. So,
yeah.
Right. So I was like, you know what? Okay. All right, that's fine. And I think that would have been a great way to end the last season. Yeah. And then this season, they could have gone on where he was kind of rubbing it in what's her name, Mexican Latina girl. What's her name?
Rosita.
Rosalita. Yeah, Rosita. Yeah. Her face.
Rosita. Whatever her name.
Yeah. yeah. rub it in her face like, oh, it's his brain on my fucking bat. Yeah, look at it. Rah, rah, rah. And then Daryl gets up and punches him. It's like, Daryl, you dumb motherfucker. Like, come on, man. And it's like, oh, well, he said it. He's like, the first one was free, not this one. And just fucking whams Glenn right in the face. I'm just like, I audibly gasped when I saw that. I was like, oh, shit. Like, they did it. They did it. They fucking did it. And here's the thing. If they wanted to do that, I have two qualms with this. Again, like, I think it would have been fine if they saved it for the premiere if they had killed Abram in the season finale. That way you kind of get it on both ends, like the tail end of that and the beginning of this. But I really feel cheated just because, like, they played with your heart all last season with, like, oh, is he dead? Is he alive? Like,
wasn't there a hashtag Glenn lives or something like that?
For, yeah, like, yeah. Glenn is alive or hashtag, yeah. you know, Glenn is dead.
Should we start that again?
And they kind of do that. They do that and then...
Too soon?
That into this, it just feels like
it's a great death, though. Eyeball comes right out.
Oh, that was pretty like gross. Yeah, not to be racially insensitive, and it's okay because I'm half Asian anyway. But somebody had even said online, it goes, damn, Negan hit Glenn so hard, he only was half Asian afterwards. I was like, oh my god, I was just shaking my head. I was like, oh man. And it was really sad, and, you know, he's like, you know, Maggie, I'll find you, and it's like, oh, shit, like, I don't know, it was gruesome, but, like, I just feel like they followed the comics to a T there, and it's like, I didn't expect them to do that.
Yeah. Mike?
So, am I still delayed, first of all?
You're okay right now.
You're fine.
All right. I did read the comics ahead of time, so I knew going in that Glenn was the prime candidate for this. And also that we heard some musings online that it might be two people. So after the Abraham thing happened, Abraham would have made sense. He would have been the least painful one.
We're really, still in spoilers, audience. By the way.
Yeah.
It was like 32:30 we started this, but keep going. We're going to be on spoilers for another minute and a half, and then I'm going to talk, and I don't have to... You guys can listen to my opinion on this episode, because I won't give you spoilers, but go on.
So I kind of always suspected like the second half of, so I wasn't as shocked as I was, but yeah, this whole episode was just this drawn out thing. And yeah, it should have been done. Obviously it was filmed at the same time, but if you remember the finale, it was 2 hours and nothing happened like at all. And it was brutal. So I didn't care anymore really by the time this premiere started. Like, I kind of knew what was going to happen. I knew it was going to be awful. So yeah. We're tortured with these characters for like an hour here. Nothing really happens except, you know, what we expected.
But I loved – but okay, and that's where – I mean, let me – this is what I loved about the episode was we didn't get that finale. And yes, Tony, this is a better finale than a premiere, and that is absolutely true. However, it's a good episode because of that. Like, yeah, it's a premiere, so it's not quite as strong as it should have been. But I liked it a lot because you get that finally. You get that mental breakdown. Like, with Rick, I mean, that whole Negan broke him down. Like,
right, which that part is fine. But, like, at least kill Abram at the end of season, you know, whatever the last season was. That, like, that's fine, you know? Yeah. There was absolutely no need. If they were planning on two deaths, there was no need to hold them both for this season.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like one was because everybody said they're not going to ever do that. They're not doing it. And they did it anyways. I feel like, you know... The first death, now I'm going to go vague. We're going out of spoilers, so keep it vague now. Just in case listeners are here now. So I feel like the first death was of multiple deaths of this episode, to keep it vague.
Like I said, the internet.
Well, we all know. I mean, the whole thing leading up to this is somebody is dying. Like,
yeah.
You knew that coming in. And like there's even a Topps Card Trader series of cards for like Walking Dead. Like on the app, you know, like Star Wars has, and one of the packs you can buy is the Who's Done,
who is
who dies, and like so, it's just like you get cards for everybody, and that's like
yeah. Well, they did shoot an alternate scene. They just released that online of somebody else dying entirely. So,
well, they filmed all of them.
You know, you get shots, and you get a lot everyone. Of
yeah, yeah.
In that sort of confusing sort of.
Well, I love that mental breakdown. I love the mental breakdown in the episode with Rick. I love that aspect. Yeah, not much happened in the premiere, and that's why it then kind of worked a little bit as a premiere because there's so much now to unfold story-wise. It really set the stage for that. Could they have done it with getting rid of somebody at the end of last season? Yes, it would have probably even been stronger. But I really liked the episode nonetheless. I mean, I didn't hate it like you guys did. So
I didn't hate it.
I don't know if I hate it either, but I have no desire to watch that.
I just hate the way they executed it. That's what I'll say. I hate the way they executed the episode.
And I didn't even. This entire time, I agree with you 100% on that. So, yeah, we're probably in the same feelings then. But because I was like ready for something really bad when I was watching it today. I'm like,
I think it would have been much better for the off season, whatever, if there were something other. Something to talk about other than who it is.
Yeah.
Because you...
Oh, like Fear the Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that after the first.
I haven't watched that yet, so... Yeah. But, all right. Other shows we've watched, guys. Mike, what else have you been watching?
Let's see. I watched Flash. What happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Who came back this time?
Who left the room and who had to go follow them?
Oh, everyone.
Who came
did
back
that.
This time? That is actually accurate.
That's true. That's true as well. Yeah, we got some
who
people.
Who is the most famous person on that show that has to be in the series?
Wells.
Flash?
Oh, yeah.
Wells. Yes, you're right. Wells. So, yeah, he came back with Jesse.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And something happened with her, which we saw coming. Yep. And then everyone acts stupid.
Yep.
Did she die?
Or is she a Flash?
What dies? It's Flash. Only
is she evil?
Only Barry's parents die.
Is she evil?
No,
she got powers?
No.
She got powers.
Yeah. She's got powers. Come on. It's
like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And then,
you know what's going to happen.
Nobody cares.
We're just spoiling this episode.
You know that last... She got the wave through her, so you knew something was going
to
happen.
But so Wally got a power envy and decided to jump in front of a bus, and she had to save him, and then they had to go talk in another room to him.
By power envy.
He doesn't have the power now.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything.
He was trying to get powers himself, so he
wait. Who doesn't have powers?
Wally.
Oh,
I thought he had powers.
Wally's upset because that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. Wally's upset because he doesn't have powers and she does, and they went through the same thing. Yeah. So when she comes back, someone needs to go in another room and talk to Wally because he's sad. Then like he jumps in front of a bus, so they have to talk to him again. And Harrison Wells sends like three people to go talk to him individually on the side. I'm like, this is all that happens in this show now.
Yeah.
And
we don't need to talk about the whole episode.
And then Barry and Iris.
You don't need to break down the episode. What were your thoughts on the episode?
It was silly.
Yeah. Overall, I felt it was it wasn't a great episode. And that's me. It was one of the weaker. I thought it was pretty good the way it premiered. It downward trended. So
yeah, that was that. I didn't see Arrow.
Me either.
I did see Legends of Tomorrow. It had the Justice Society of America from the 40s, which was interesting.
I heard that was entertaining, actually.
Yeah, they have these big fight scenes that are so much better than what they have on the other shows, which I think is funny. Although they did have one guy who was roided up and looked like a bad CGI Hulk for a while. That was kind of iffy, but I do like that apparently a villain from some other show that I may have or may not have just mentioned is there now, like consistently doing stuff, which is pretty surprising to me, so that was cool.
Okay.
So Legends of Tomorrow, better than Flash, and then I watched Walking Dead, of course, which we just talked about.
No, Supergirl.
I watched Supergirl, the second part.
I mean, if you're going to watch these other shows, you might as well watch that one.
Supergirl's second episode was fantastic. It's the strongest show for these superhero shows on CW. Hmm. And I can finally make that statement because they're on CW. Last year I was saying this, but they're on CBS. So now the strongest superhero show for CW is Supergirl. Yeah. And if you're not watching it, you're not watching the strongest show.
Oh, what happened in Arrow then?
I didn't watch Arrow.
Oh.
Nothing important, Tony.
Like, listen, Arrow has become, and while you don't watch it anymore, it's become the queued up show for me. So when I get time, I will watch it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it.
Oh, yeah, that's happened with me now, too.
Yeah.
So Legends is better than Arrow at this point.
Sure. And like I said, Supergirl is the one I watch immediately. The Flash, actually, I just recently watched. I caught up later on. So, like, I'm telling you, with the characters they have in Supergirl, which the episode was great, the second part of that, they had great villain, a major Superman villain was in this one. Keeping it vague, they had, you know, Martian Manhunter.
This episode two?
Yeah,
only?
Martian Manhunter versus Superman.
I saw
Superman
the preview for this, so really I know cool. I know what happens, kind of.
Yeah. So it was, and Superman, is one of the best portrayals of Superman that we've had in a long time, because we haven't had one in a long time, except for Mopey Man.
My problem is I'm going to start watching the show, and then Superman's just going to be like, all right, see you in the finale.
Well, that's happening. Yeah, he's not a major character. He's a girl.
I know, and I'm just going to be like, all right.
Who's to say he won't get his own spinoff show, though?
No, I don't think so. They're not going to do a full-fledged Superman TV show. They're afraid of that.
Comment, by the way, in the news was from the CEO, whoever's running the CW there, said that at the moment they're not exploring that option, but it is on the table. Like, they could do it if they want. Yeah, they have the freedom to allow to do it.
Just like the Netflix crossovers with the Marvel Cinematic.
It's the same response. Same response.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No. Tony, what have you been watching?
I think the only thing besides that was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. I always forget that I watched
it. It's good. I like the season so far. I really do. I'm really enjoying Ghost Rider. I think he's a great character. Yep. He had
my favorite moment so far, which was his fight with someone else.
You had a car chase.
You got the chain?
We got a car chase in this with what's
Lola.
Lola, thank you. Lola had a scene finally in all of this time. It was great. And you had a little humor mixed into that there. You know, how much you weigh, Mac, when he was losing the race?
Yeah.
So.
And I also do have to say that I like that they avoided some needless relationship drama between our new couple.
Fifth and seventh, yeah.
Yeah. Because they, like, resolved that little, like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it wasn't like, secrets. It's just like, oh, no. Like, if this was CW, this drama would go out for the next 5-6 episodes.
Yeah,
so we didn't get that.
So that was good.
Is it bad that, like, we're conditioned to think that, like, they're going to drag that out? That's the big secret for the first half of this season.
Well, it's not just, like, CW. It's, like, all of television. If you have a couple that's, you know, will they or weren't they for a while, and they're together, you're going to get some, like, forced, fake, stupid drama just to, like, make it interesting, because apparently no one wants to see happy couples.
Or it's not entertaining.
It's not interesting.
Mike.
It's not
stories.
Entertaining.
All right. Corey, what have you been watching?
Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I thought it was a very good episode also. You know, same thing you guys said. But I also watched Westworld, episode 3. That show is just really picking up, and everything about
really
it's been great. Yeah. So I'm happy that the follow-up to what Game of Thrones is because they definitely have a good series here, and it definitely got me hooked. And at first I was like, I don't know, but it's definitely got me watching it and waiting for each episode each week. The fourth episode just came out, so I did not get to watch that one all the way through. I was watching it a little. I just got to watch like the first 15 minutes of it, but yeah, still everything about it, it's been great, and it's very timely, like we said. So recommend it. And I watched The Man from U.N.C.L.E., that Guy Ritchie remake with the guy who plays Superman and the guy who played the twins in that Social movie. And what's weird about that film is the actor that plays the Russian dude is American, and so his accent is not very good. And the guy that they have playing the American is British, and his accent is not great. Superman guy. His accent, his American accent's not very good. So it was kind of weird in that sense, but it was a good spy thriller, and I could see them making a series out of it. But
maybe that's why he doesn't talk a lot as Superman.
His accent's awful. He just sounds so dopey. Like, it's bad. But
the British are coming. The British are coming. Lex is trying to warn us.
Well, but other than that, yeah, that's pretty much it. I didn't actually watch The Walking Dead because
Luke Cage
didn't care. No,
it's never happening.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that, in addition to what we've watched, like all the other shows that you guys have seen, you know, I watched Last Man on Earth, which was another great episode, Son of Zorn, which was an okay episode, that was probably the weakest one so far, but it's not a bad show. And then I also watched Star Wars A New Hope with somebody who has never seen Star Wars, so getting to see this with somebody who is, it's the weirdest thing, because like everything to me is like I can almost quote the movie. So, like, I know this, like, the back of my hand. And there's, like, sequences where she's got questions about the scenes. And I'm like, wait, you don't know what's going on? I'm like, I'll have to explain it. Well, so, it's like, I'm trying to explain it. I'm like, you know, when I'm trying to objectively watch this movie.
She's seen this person as they've seen the other, any Star Wars episodes?
No Star Wars.
Oh,
at all.
Oh, man, you should have done the freaking
machete. I'm doing my, I am. I'm starting with A New Hope, and I'm going to Empire, and then we're going back 1, 2, and 3. I think we have to watch 1 because you're not going to get it at all. Then maybe I she's never seen that, so
you don't have to. Like Machete thing is, I think, cuts 1 out.
It does cut 1 out. I know. I that's what I just said, but I think you have to.
And I said, if you're going to do Machete, you cut that out.
I know, but it actually will work on this.
Anyway, did you? Which version did you show her?
There's only one you can show. It's unfortunately it's the Blu-ray.
Well, you don't special have the VHS, man. Come on.
No. So the whole time I'm like trying to. I was gonna like watching those sequences that he added in. I'm like, I should ask her reaction for those because I think they look stupid. You know, like the hand shooting at the same time as Greedo. Like all of that stuff to me is like ridiculous. But I should get an outsider's opinion on that. But whatever. So yeah, I watched that. It was good, but I understand now for people who haven't watched it, ever seen Star Wars, it doesn't flow very well. But I love
it. Well, I remember the first time I saw, like, really saw it was really the re-release in 97.
Yeah.
It was the first time I saw it all the way through. I've seen, like, bits of it on TV before that. But I was confused early on in that. I'm like,
she was very confused, and I said, it'll make sense eventually. You just got to keep watching.
Yeah, because it is. It seems like you're starting in the middle of something. But
then I realized that he based this off of the Kurosawa films. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're an Asian influence kind of thing. And then we watch all of our anime. And how many times does an anime start out where it's very confusing and then it kind of moves into making sense? Mm-hmm. I think Star Wars is actually very much like that, where it kind of starts out like it's just kind of brushing through things. And you just like, you got to kind of sit with it for a second and watch like pretty much almost halfway in until everything just kind of clicks and takes off. So, you know. I love that series, so it was interesting to watch it with somebody who hasn't seen it. So Empire's next. You get that probably next week. I'll have an unwatched opinion of Empire Strikes Back, so we'll see. All right, that's it, I think. Oh, wait, yeah, that's it, right? We're good? Yeah, we're good. Mm-hmm. That's it for the movie cast. So listeners, if you have any questions or comments or topics you'd like us to mention on the show here, you can write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net. Follow us on Twitter, All You Can Geek. We have a Facebook page at All You Can Geek as well. We have YouTube, our channel, allyoucangeek.net. You can watch our stuff. You can listen to it. So go on iTunes. We have it there. So yeah, tune in next week for some impressions. Nope, not yet. Doctor Strange is the week after. So Doctor Strange coming up soon. And yeah, tune in. Thanks.